We discussed already last night about what is something which we can experience or which we can understand, and what is something which we cannot understand. I was trying to explain the difference, something which you can understand and something which you cannot understand, and how you have an approach to something which you cannot understand is by practice. But it is necessary for us at the same time to have understanding of Buddhism. It is necessary to read, and it is necessary to listen to lectures, and it is necessary to think about what is Buddhism. That is also important. And most important thing will be to have actual difficulties in our human life. That is very important. But as I told you, the problem, you have enough problem already. So don't make homemade problem cookies. That was what I told you last night. We are practicing Zazen, right? It is a great help. And those things, those points are very difficult, very important for our perfect understanding of Buddhism. If you mix up those points, you will never understand what I'm saying. Tonight again, I want to discuss this point a little bit more. And this side, this side is the world of experience, or world of study, and world of human problems. And the other side is, this side is the world of Buddhist practice, to have approach to the reality. And let's discuss more about those kinds of those points. But to make your understanding clear, before I start next talk, I want you to give me some Christians. The people who are sitting this side give me some questions about our practice. And people who are sitting this side give me some actual problem you have. If you give me some questions, and if you, by mistake, if you give me wrong question, you have to come this time. Okay? You can stay this time. Her question is, she belongs to this path, and she is practicing Dzogchen to have a good approach to the reality. And is it necessary for the students who are sitting this side to sit 9 years or 15 years? Is that necessary? Buddha sit for 6 years. Bodhidharma for 9 years. Is that necessary? Why is it necessary? That is question. That is a very good question. Do you have some more questions? I will answer. I want to save time, that's all. I don't want to say anything twice. So that is why I'm asking another question. Do you have some questions? No. Okay. This side is strictly speaking people who are sitting, even though you have Buddha nature, you have. It is this side, people who are sitting this side also have Buddha nature. But they think it is possible to, people who are sitting this side think if you read and if you listen to my lecture, you will understand what is Buddhism. and you study Buddhism because you have various problems. So if you think, if you ask me some questions, I can help your problem. Even though you do not actual approach to reality, it is possible. Or the people who have no time to practice that. That is most people is like that. Even though people who are sitting here think, if you ask me some question, I will give you some good answer. It is, maybe I can help you. If you do not have good practice and good approach to the reality, you cannot attain enlightenment. Even though you have Buddha nature. Right now, the question is, why then is it necessary for you who are sitting this side, necessary to practice Zazen? And this question is for, could be, good question for the people who are sitting this side too. Even though we have Buddha nature, and what does it mean to have Buddha nature? Even though you don't know what is Buddha nature, actually you have it. Actually you have it. But if you do not realize that you have it, it doesn't make any sense. Maybe that is why the people this side is practicing Zazen. But if you do not, even though you are practicing Zazen, if you think, I practice Zazen, I will have some special experience, then that is enlightenment, and that is purpose of Zazen. If you think in that way, you have to come this side, because you, he has same idea. Even though you, if I practice that and attain enlightenment, that will help me. But enlightenment is not something like that. Enlightenment is something whether you realize it, you have it. Whether you realize it or not, you have it. But it is necessary for you to realize it. Or else you don't know what you are doing. That's all. If you really know the meaning of Zazen, that is enlightenment. When you know the meaning of Zazen, you will know the meaning of our human life. That is enlightenment. Enlightenment, even though you attain enlightenment, you have same trouble. You cannot free from your difficulty. But difficulty you have, if you know the meaning of the difficulty for you, the difficulty will help you. If you do not know the meaning of difficulty, it doesn't help. Same thing with Zazen. If you do not know the meaning of everyday practice, even though you do not attain enlightenment, that Zazen will not help you. Once disciple of Basa, when he was asked when wind is all over, air is all over, why do you use fan? When wind is all over, air is all over, then why do you use fan? American people do not use fan, but Japanese does. Especially when it is so warm. Why do you use fan? He was asked by someone. And what he said, the answer was, you know that wind is everywhere, but you don't know what is the function of the wind. It is, wind means Buddha nature. Buddha nature is everywhere. We have, all of us has Buddha nature. But if so, why is it necessary to use fan? Why is it necessary to practice Zazen? That was the question. The answer was, you know that everyone has Buddha nature, but you don't know that it is necessary to practice Zazen. to know, to realize the meaning of Christ and meaning of enlightenment. So it means that even though you think you know, everyone has Buddha nature, but actually you don't know what is Buddha nature even. That's what is done. And disciple asked again, then what is actual practice? He asked. And he just used his tongue like this. That was the answer. Oh, it is very hard. He used the tongue. That was the answer. Do you understand? That was the answer. Just to, you know, without any idea that we have Buddha nature, why do we practice that? And just when you just sit, then there is actually Buddha nature. Buddha nature is there. If you really understand what it does. That was the answer. So until you realize, you feel it is necessary for you to sit, and I cannot help sitting every day. If you don't sit, you feel funny. If you feel, I have to sit anyway. Until you feel in that way, you should continue. And it may take for Buddha, it took for Buddha 6 years. And and after Bodhidharma attained enlightenment, he sat 9 years. Buddha, who attained enlightenment, who was supposed to have enlightenment when he was born, Buddha, who came to this world after attaining enlightenment, needed 9 years practice. we should know this point. Those who attain enlightenment, it is necessary to continue our practice. Those who do not know what is our practice, also necessary to sit. For someone, it may take very long time, but for someone, it may not take so long time, but that is not problem, no. Whether it takes 1 year or 6 years is not problem. Anyway, we have to continue our practice, even though we have Buddha nature. when we say everyone has Buddha nature, that is so-called granting the, or giving the. And when we say you do not know what is change, what is Buddha nature. You do not know anything about Buddhism. It is convenient this way. It is one is positive way and one is negative way. Positive way is to admit you to have Buddha nature. The negative way is you do not have Buddha nature. You are a deluded person because of your topsy-turvy idea. You do not have Buddha nature. That is negative way of expressing the truth. But negative way or positive way is based on the same truth that everyone has given it. And real Buddhism doesn't stick to negative way or positive way. We are free from negative way and positive way. Then I must take off this position. These people who are sitting this side is treated by my negative way. You don't know what is Buddhism. You look like know what is Buddhism. You have a lot of knowledge about Buddhism. But you do not practice Dhamma, so you don't have Buddha nature in its strict sense. That is negative way. Even though I say so, I know that you have Buddha nature. And because you stick to some idea, you feel as if you have no Buddha nature and you have problems. That is negative way. I'm taking negative way to you. The positive way is encouraging way, to encourage you. Anyway, if you sit, you attain enlightenment. That is positive way. But even though you have Buddha nature, I say you should sit 15 years, 9 years, or 6 years. But people who are sitting this side, your reading or discussion about Buddhism will not actually help you. You must sit and you must have enlightenment. You should be enlightened. You should know the real meaning of practice. Because you don't know what is the meaning of difficulty. And practice, difficulty itself is practice. So that is why you suffer. That is what I will say to the students who are taking this class. Anyway, it means that you have to speak. Then you will understand the meaning of this life, and meaning of life, and meaning of real meaning of what you have studied by reading. That is our answers for that kind of question. So Dogen says, Buddhism is free from, true Buddhism is not just negative way or positive way. True Buddhism is free from, should be free from negative and positive way. So, for us, even though want flower to last longer, flower will fall. And even though you do not care for weeds will grow. He said. The problem we have is faith. So after attaining enlightenment, after sitting for a long, long time, we cannot be different from each one of us. A is A, B is B. A man is man, and a woman is a woman. It doesn't change. Same thing. Same old person, even though you attain enlightenment. And if you are satisfied with the same old person, that is enlightenment. And when you feel in that state, you will feel how important it is to practice Dhyana. That is maybe the answer for the question. Do you have some other questions?
And it doesn't permit me to develop a Buddhist nature. But since it's certain that I would like to apply some of the principles of serenity and yet I don't really have that much time to be able to sit back on any of the retreat. I wonder if there is any way in the thought of it, really, if you can meditate while you're on your way someplace without running your eyes in the park. No, I'm serious. I mean, meditation can be done while you're actually, if you're in a place where you could be seen, maybe take it off.
Yeah, good question. Yeah, very serious question. I'm thinking about it a lot, you know, so. What happens? It is good question. If we think we are good students, because we are sitting like here. And the people are not so good, yeah. Because they are involved in money making. Busy life. If you think in that way, that is a big mistake. I don't know which is good student. Even though you are in city life, having a lot of problems being involved in busy life, If you the point you work on is not to seek for some teaching from us, from Buddhism, but if you forget the idea of what is good and what is bad, usually we stick to some idea on this, or we are going one way lost. We don't know the way there is another one way road from different directions. Those who live in one street, they think this is the way car goes. They are doing the same thing over and over, sticking to one way road. That is the problem. So, if you free your mind from that kind of right or wrong, and think about what you are doing more, then you have to find out. You have to try to know what you are doing. And you will feel you are lost. Why you feel you are doing something good? I think because you think you are doing something good, you are doing the same thing over and over. It's the same idea. But if you think about your life more, you realize that is not actually your way to be. That is necessary. If you realize that point, you will find out time to sit every day for 20 minutes or 30 minutes to sit to forget all about your old style of life. That is very important. Even for Buddhists, that is important. The way Buddhists have some certain way. If we think, if we know that it is okay, then he is working, I am working, one way, three, always. If we caught fire, our way of life too much, and if we think as long as we are observing this way, it is I am good Buddhist, that is a big mistake. So there's any concrete way for anyone. What we should do is, moment after moment, we must have very calm, clear mind to know what we are doing. Then, naturally, you will know how important it is through her very calm mind. For an instance, you may have young boys and girls, maybe. And if you think, you, what you think is always right, it doesn't work. You should think with them. You should listen to them sometimes. With very calm. Calmness of your mind. Then, if you listen to them, they will, you know, listen to you. That is actual practice that we must have. There is no absolute way for any. So wherever you go, if you come to Pasahara, you should observe our way. If you go home, if I go to you, if I visit your home, I must observe your way of life. That is what you should do. How is it possible to do so is to have calm, to have calmness of it, mind. And emotionally, you should be always calm. That is the main point of practice. So, even though, because you are busy, you have to sit. It is very helpful. Some more questions? Hi.
How is the life to be lived in faith and meditation? When you see God's hope, authority, authority that has a system of spiritual guidance,
yeah.
And when you realize nothing in it,
there's
also a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And you wish you were within that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you live?
Yeah, that is a very good question. And that is a problem. It is difficult, you know, to explain. And it is difficult to understand. But anyway, I think it is a good question. And I want to maybe rest of time for that. Okay, that's fine. Is that okay? Okay. There, you know, as I told, as we discussed, there's no good or bad in things itself. Good or bad is something which we create. That is already understood. Then, you know, why is it necessary? Why is it possible? That you are questioning. Why is it possible to know which way we should take when there are two ways? Or more than two ways? Is that something like that? Yeah,
Chris. Yeah, that's a kind of a lifestyle, but when you're in a field, you can say say that, well, I choose my way of life because this is what this other man or this book says. But there becomes a time, I think, in some lives, when you realize that there is no real authority except yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that there is just nothing, that the four of one being.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look within yourself for an answer, and you find that there is just nothing.
Yes. Yeah. You said, you know that you cannot depend on authority. Is it clear to you?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that is very true. So what, and you really think, you know, you shouldn't depend on authority. That is very important for point for us. Especially for the people who are sitting this side. This is very important. Why you should sit this side is, you know, because you depend on authority. When you do not depend on any authority, and even care for something good, you know, or even care for enlightenment, then you yourself has authority. Your life will be more stable, and your eyes will be open, and your mind will be clear. Because of this kind of authority, because of your lazy practice to depend on authorities,